An absolute philosopher lives in perfection and abundance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and School of the Master, and a lot of other things here on campus in Campo, California. Our topic for the absolute philosopher this evening is an absolute philosopher lives in perfection and abundance. Now, what does perfection and abundance mean? Well, perfection means the fulfillment of whatever it is that we dream for ourselves. And that could be stupid stuff and good stuff, because whatever it is we dream, we can have, and we do. But abundance, on the other hand, means a lavish amount of everything that we have. There's no limitation to it. It reminds me of the man in the restaurant the other day. We were visiting with Edith Mary, and we were taking her out to dinner at a lovely cannery there in Leisure World. And this man came by our table because I was wearing a Santa hat, which had little red lights that were blinking on and off on the top of the Santa hat. And so he said, "Hey, that is great. That is great. Are you really Santa?" And I said, "Yes, I'm really Santa." And he said, "Oh, great. I have a request for you." And I said, "Well, fine, wonderful. What is it?" He said, "I want $1 billion. And I said, "Wonderful, it is done. Just know that it is done, and it is done. But don't laugh." And he went away, smiling and enjoying himself. And I wrote him a letter after I got home, because he gave me his business card. He figured he wasn't going to waste any chances of having Santa deliver to him. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he gave me his business card, and he's a dentist. And so I wrote him a letter, and I said, "Beloved friends," he just had a GG before his name instead of, like Mary and Gerald or something, so I just said, "Dear friends, you and your wife were at the cannery in Leisure World, and you met Santa Claus with all of his female elves happily gathered around. The lights on Santa's cap were inviting and came direct from our last trip last Christmas, to Switzerland. As I was wearing this charming chapeau, it brings smiles and happy thought from everyone about the old Saint Nick and his image and icon. It was a pleasure to have the two of you admire its presence. Now, as for your Christmas wish, it is done. If you have the capacity to accept $1 billion without smiling, $1 billion is yours now. The incredibility of the smile erases the gift. Doubt and incredibility are always the eliminator of every desire we might have in our mind and heart. Believing, knowing, and accepting are good, and it is fulfilled." The Christ child, later in life, told his followers, "It is done unto you according to your belief." Now, if we practice Christmas at all, we should practice what the Master Teacher gave us to be followed, believing. Have a lovely Christmas, and know that I believe you now enjoy your $1 billion tax-free. You are both still very much alive and filled with the imagination and fire, and can think of many ways to enjoy such abundance. Go for it. I love you. Now, do you think that couple will seriously undertake the thought of having $1 billion? I'm certainly sure we planted the seed. And they planted the seed. We merely nurtured it in our world. But, you see, it takes a lot of credibility. It takes a lot of belief and acceptance of it to make these things happen. And the belief and the acceptance and the credibility isn't an action that makes it happen. It merely is that which allows it to be revealed, since it already exists. Does Bill Gates have his many billions of dollars? Yes, he does. Does Bill Gates have to be told that he has this so that he can? Yes, he does. If Bill Gates didn't have a report from his stock people, his investment counselors and so forth, he would never know how much he was worth, because he doesn't care. He has more than enough to live on. He has an excellent salary. He has an excellent income. He doesn't need to worry about a thing. He's not concerned about it. But if someone said, you lost it all, he'd say, okay, no problem. He's not possessed by it. Oh, it might be a shock at first, say, I lost $30 billion. How do you go about doing that, you know? Well, he bought probably some country like America or something. These things happen, but the thing is, you have to have that credibility about you. You have to believe that you could have it. Now, did Bill Gates ever believe that he one day would be worth what he's worth today? No. He had no idea. But did he accept that he was doing what he wanted to do and he was liking himself and having fun? Yes, he accepted that. Did he accept that he had plenty of money to accomplish all the goals he had, that he had nothing to worry about? Yes, not in the beginning. In the beginning, he was struggling as any business struggles in the beginning. And his father, who was a successful lawyer, didn't help him much because his father had responsibilities of his own. His kid had to take care of his own show. His own show, which, you know, maybe a success, maybe not. Because the old man had no idea what brains that kid had in his mind, what brains he worked with. And most parents don't. We don't give credit to our children for the genius that they are. And so, therefore, the genius very seldom comes to the fore. Now, an absolute philosopher lives in perfection and abundance. Can you mentally live in abundance when it's an illusion, when you haven't yet revealed it? Can you mentally live in it? Well, I feel a little stupid. Can you mentally say, I'm whole and perfect? Even though you're not whole and perfect, you may be experiencing some pains here and there. Can you? Well, if you can do that, then you can say, I'm independently wealthy. And how are you independently wealthy? Well, it's just independent wealth, billions and billions. Oh, come on now, you know, just because Bill Gates and Buffum are doing their thing, that doesn't mean you're going to do your thing. Why not? Why not? I believe in myself, and if I'm a Christian and I believe what Jesus said, he said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Simple, simple, simple. Ask and it shall be opened unto you. Knock and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. These are simple things. And what is it? Are Christians supposed to be paupers? Are they supposed to be people who have no money? Well, apparently some people feel that way because that's what they're experiencing. And the early ministers were stupid. Stupid, you know? They went around and bartered for things, and the minister never had enough money. He never had enough to take care of his family, never had enough to own a home or anything like that in the early days. But today, my goodness, these ministers and these gospel teachers, why, they're doing great. They're more rich, you might say. They're more abundant than any of their congregants. And some of them misused it and went to jail. But most of them did just fine. They kept pouring it back into the ministry that was teaching abundance to the people, teaching health and harmony and right action and Christianity to the people. So, but how did these ministers get to be so wealthy after they had come up in the attitude of poverty? In fact, the minister takes a vow of poverty because he has directed all of his income to the activity of the church. And that's what we have here. As monks, we've taken the vow of poverty, giving everything that we have to the church, and just the church owns everything, and we operate the church. And you say, well, boy, that's a neat operation, you know. You don't have to pay taxes, you don't have this. No. We also fulfill what we promised to fulfill. That is what the law has provided for us as a means of continuing this organization, and we do it very well. We do it with all our heart, and we don't violate the laws whatsoever. Because if we were to violate the laws, we'd find ourselves out of business very soon. Not because of the law, but because you cannot have two masters. You can't have one master which says, spend recklessly, and the other master that says, save to penny pinching, you know. You have to have the middle road. You have to have the way where you live in abundance and you act in abundance, but yet you're not stupid, you know. A lot of people come up to a rich man and say, "You got lots of money, give me some money." And the rich man says, "I have money because I don't give money to people like you." You know, I've nothing against you, except your attitude. What money I have is my business, and what I do with it is my business. And you come up to me and tell me what I should do with my money, I'm not very happy about you. I'm not very pleased with what you have to say. And this is true. Now, we each are our own master. We each are our own creator, our own abundance of our own perfection. And it's up to us to start listening to that perfection and acting upon that perfection and living that perfection. But we cannot be that perfection until we take charge, until we determine what it is that is our direction and our goal. Okay? Now, I live in perfection. Well, perfection can be limitation or abundance. And by abundance, I mean many happy things. And abundance can be limitation or abundance. No, abundance can only be abundance. It can only be abundance. When you live in abundance, you live in abundance. You live in much of whatever it is you're living in. And that is a beautiful thing to do. Now, are you ready for such a thing for yourself?
Yes.
You say, "Oh, yes, oh, yes." Well, if you are, can you, like this fellow, be receive $1 billion from Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't
yeah.
it? Now, can you receive $1 billion just from wherever? It doesn't have to be Santa Claus, but it just comes from wherever. Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, does Bill Gates play Santa Claus? Sure,
Santa
he does. Sure, he plays Santa Claus, and he gives these gifts away in the hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars. And hey, that's great. But it is just a wonderful thing what he's doing. It's just a wonderful activity that he has. And he does not want to be involved. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's a project he let his wife be in charge of. It's her game. And he's still in charge of just creating beautiful software ideas and bringing them for people around the world as a benefit. Now, a lot of people don't like him. But you'll find that most of the reason people don't like him is because he has accomplished what they have not been able to accomplish. He has accomplished great wealth where they have accomplished not great wealth. He has accomplished the freedom of spirit that lets him do what he likes to do most. And that is create software. He's a genius, obviously. And he will be and always will be. Now, he's not only a genius because he creates software, but he took the money he had and wisely invested it so that it multiplied and multiplied. And he bought stock in his own company. He believed in his own company. And because he believed in his own company, his company paid him great dividends and still pays him great dividends. But that's what it should be, because everyone can invest anywhere they like. And they're doing a great job. Now, how can we, as a master, as an absolute philosopher, live in perfection and abundance? Very simple. I live in perfection and abundance. Oh, you do? Sure. Well, what does that mean? That means I have everything I want. Everything that I place in my consciousness, I have. Everything that I reveal, I have. Now, can you reveal a dream? Can you reveal abundance? Can you reveal a bank account? Can you reveal anything at all? Sure. Sure. Now, there is so much money lying around this world that is not being claimed by anybody, that is just waiting for somebody to claim it. And nobody even cares about it. They don't even research it. They say there must be something tough about getting it. Well, there isn't. It's just as easy as pie. Money that people open bank accounts and they never picked it up again, they forgot all about it. People who had savings and loans accounts that grew and grew and grew and worth many millions of dollars now, and people don't even know they had it or have it. People who received inheritances and they could never find them. and they're still looking. And a lot of people who had inheritances and so forth did nothing about it, and it went to the state, and so then now the state has all of that money that they could be having and enjoying themselves. Now, the money is there. It just means we have to have a little believability about us. We have to be credible about it. We have to believe that it can be. And when we do this, then we open ourselves to the awareness of it, to the revelation of it, and to the enjoyment of it. It's not that we want money. It's not that we want perfection. It's not that we want these things at all. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
It's not that we want it.
Because we are it.
And that's the big point. If you want something, then you don't believe you are it. But if you know that you are it, then you start acting as though you are it, and you are it, and you are expressing it. Now, that's all it takes. That's all it takes, and that's all it is, and it's wonderful. So, think about these things. Put these causes in motion for yourself. Let these miracles take place in your life. The absolute philosopher says, an absolute philosopher lives in perfection and abundance. Pretty nice. Pretty nice for the absolute philosopher, item 13. That's where the power is.
The
lucky number. So, are you ready for that? Go
yes,
for it.
Sir.
Go for it and enjoy it. And you'll find that you've never been happier in your life. I see you all expressing your absolute philosopher ability, conviction, and talent right now. And I love you, I love you, I love you.
And so it is.